And at 8:56 on this Thursday morning, it's time to check in with Ellen Dearden from Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Ellen, good morning. It looks like a pretty good morning so far for soybeans.
Yeah, we've got this bean market on fire this morning, Brian, and we're trying to make some new highs for moves. We've got the bean market up around 24 cents. We're seeing bulls spreading still. November beans are trading around $10.09, up about 21. This market looks pretty strong going into Friday morning's report. The trade really, though, has dialed in that we're going to see lower yield in both corn and beans released by USDA, and historically they don't make those changes in the month of July, so I hope the trade's not a bit disappointed there. Export bookings came out this morning at 7:30, and interestingly, on the soybeans, Netherlands was the big buyer. Netherlands, hard to think. On the week's break so far, Novi Beans has come really close to that 50% retracement of the big surge. That would have been 968, and here we are with November beans at 1008 this morning. We did see some buying on stops up above $10 on the November beans. On the corn side of things, Brian, the December corn has just a ton of resistance at this 440 area. And we've yet to take that out. I would imagine we've got a whole raft of buy stops sitting up there. Kind of neutral exports there on the export bookings report. CONAB did come out. They're the Brazilian ag ministry people. Did come out with a very large second crop of corn. Increased the size of that. And the trade's been looking at record large crop in South America, total crop, but this second crop of corn was really huge. That could kind of weigh on things, and we did hear yesterday that Cargill has two cargoes of Brazilian corn heading into the port of Wilmington, North Carolina, and that would be for hogs and poultry use. Another Greek agreement deadline looms large on Sunday. If something shouldn't be able to be put together there, we would see the dollar likely strengthen, and that always is a problem. Livestock market looks a little lower today. Weekly kill on hogs really high has hurt this hog market. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.